And we are joined now on the air by Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, whose team has been out and about nonstop for the last 48 hours, keeping us safe as we get through this record-setting in a number of ways snowfall, 12 inches of snow here in our community. So a lot more than we were anticipating and a lot more that we've seen in years. Chapel Hill Police have had their work cut out for them, and they've done a great job. Chief Blue, thanks for joining us on the air, and what's the latest in terms of road safety and other issues that you've been facing?
Well, thanks, Aaron. When we talked yesterday, we were talking about how beautiful the snow was, and that was true, but the sunshine today is even more beautiful. And it's really helping the roads start to look better, particularly the high traffic roadways where both the direct sunlight is doing some good work for us and where the DOT and Town of Chapel Hill crews have made so much progress. So main and highly traveled roads are looking much better than we would have expected, actually, at this point. Most neighborhood streets, though, are still really, really slick. And we do anticipate a hard freeze tonight that will set us back tomorrow morning.
So how long do you think it's going to be? I don't know how closely you keep apprised of the weather until roads, even on those side streets, are back to the point where they're really passable again.
Well, temperatures are supposed to get up to a point tomorrow where we really should see some significant improvement, even in the shady spots. And, of course, as our public works folks can, they're making their way into the neighborhood. So continue to expect great progress from those folks tomorrow. And into the weekend, temperatures are going to be such that we ought to be in really, really good shape by the first of the week. And we're hoping tomorrow will be a significant improvement from today.
What have you had to deal with in terms of vehicle crashes or calls for service?
Well, actually, much of the repeat of our conversation yesterday, folks who have gotten some cabin fever have gotten out to drive around and had some little fender benders. Thankfully, I'm knocking on wood, we haven't had any serious injuries related to the storm, and we hope that will continue. And again, folks who are calling who couldn't reach loved ones and asking us to go do well-being checks, and we've done an awful lot of those the last 24 hours, particularly with spotty power outages overnight, and that certainly has folks concerned. So lots of checking on people's well-being and making sure folks are connected to loved ones. And town staff is having conversations this afternoon about plans for opening facilities tomorrow. We should have something released on our town website within the hour with respect to the town offices for tomorrow and town facilities. I do want to make sure folks know that they can go to townofchapelhill.org/news for the latest information on town facilities and closures and delays, and we hope to have plans for tomorrow finalized in the next half hour, 45 minutes.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, we've been talking about dangers on the roads with road conditions being as bad as they are. The other thing we've been watching is power outages, which have been pretty extensive. I know power is getting back on to pretty much everyone here in our community, and Duke Energy crews are out there working to get it back on for everyone. But have there been any issues related to power outages, anything like that?
Thankfully, most of the outages were fairly short in duration, so we haven't had any major issues, and certainly it's a significant inconvenience for folks, but Duke Power's been working real hard to get power back on. In fact, it was out at my house until early this morning, and we were sure glad to see things click back on, and I know others have been too, but no significant issues related to the power outages, and we hope that remains the case as more and more people get back in service.
Well, Chief, I know you're busy. We'll let you get back to it. But before we do, what else should people know and what else should people do or not do as we get through the rest of this storm?
Well, thanks, Aaron. The folks really do need to resist that cabin fever at least until midday tomorrow if they can. The school's closing. I think that was a wise decision. We sure appreciate that, and that gives again, an opportunity for temperatures to come up a little bit more tomorrow morning and let crews continue to do their work along with the sunshine. So I would say to the extent you can give it another day or so without travel, it's appreciated by the folks out working, and also will be more likely to keep you safe. And otherwise, do your best to read that book that's been sitting on your nightstand you've been meaning to get to, or start binge-watching that Netflix series that you were interested in and hadn't yet gotten to, and let's give it a little more time to get back to normal.
Sounds good. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for everything that you and your team are doing.
And you all, too. Thanks. You guys are, as always, leading the way in terms of getting information out to the community, and we sure appreciate it.